Despite one of the largest auto recalls in history, several congressional hearings, and more than 50 accidental deaths linked to sudden acceleration, Toyota still managed to beat sales expectations. Jessica Caldwell is senior analyst at online auto advisor Edmunds.com.
The truth of the matter is they're still the third largest automaker in terms of volume in the United States.
Instead of the double-digit declines many were expecting, Toyota sold more than 100,000 vehicles in the U.S. last month, only about 9,000 fewer than for the same period last year. But with pent-up demand expected to boost worldwide sales in 2010, Toyota's problems have been a boon for rivals. U.S.-based Ford saw a 43% surge in February.
As soon as the news about the recall hit, we saw a lot of interest in Ford, which isn't necessarily a natural competitor for Toyota. But I would say that the other two big winners were Honda, obviously, that's Toyota's natural competitor, and also Hyundai, the Korean automaker that has done a lot in the past year and has really benefited from Toyota's misstep.
This is as bad as it gets for an automotive company.
Auto safety expert Clarence Ditlow says Toyota's missteps have been costly because it waited too long to act.
It's not a lost cause, but it's an uphill battle. Toyota has to bat 1,000 for the next year.
While many questions remain about the exact cause of the acceleration problems that led to worldwide recalls, Caldwell expects Toyota sales will rebound. She says the Japanese automaker has already launched an aggressive campaign to regain lost business. It's also positioning itself to play a larger role in China.
And I think everyone's clamoring for dominance in China. So I think everyone sees that really as a crucial market, the next big market out there. So, of course, whatever happens in China is really going to affect, you know, what these automakers do on a global scale.
Total vehicle sales in China soared 45% last year, overtaking the U.S. as the world's biggest auto market. Although Toyota hopes to expand sales in China to 800,000 vehicles this year, it continues to lag behind the competition. General Motors, for example, sold nearly 2 million vehicles in China last year. Millar Sega, VOA News.